I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Hello, Ute fans. Welcome in. This is the Crimson Corner Podcast. It's powered by KSLSports.com, and I'm your host and Utes insider, Trevor Allen. Always great to have you along for another edition of the Crimson Corner Podcast. Have a really interesting show for you guys today. Going to talk about how a Pac-12 football season can be played in both the spring and the fall of 2021 and being played in the same calendar year. I have put together a plan that I think is realistic. Will they use it? Probably not. But I think that it's an idea where you're not overplaying student athletes, but you are still able to get two seasons in 1 year. But I think it'll work. Plus, I added a little twist to the postseason for spring football. All right, and we'll just go ahead and get right into it. Here is my plan for how Pac-12 football can be played in both the spring and the fall in the same calendar year, because I know that that was a big question mark when the Pac-12 announced a couple of weeks ago that they were postponing fall sports competition through January 1st, 2021. But they did not rule out spring, so that opens up a window of opportunity. But the thing is, as you guys have probably heard on this podcast, and I've mentioned it a few times, when Urban Meyer joined me last month, he talked about how it was not possible to play college football in the spring and the fall. I think that there is a way, but Urban's right. It's very hard to do, and you're asking student athletes for a lot by doing so. But I think the plan I'm going to lay out, and again, it's just my own thoughts, my own opinions. There's no sources. There's nothing in here. This is just something that I was thinking about. How can two seasons be played in one, to where these student athletes still have seasons to be able to play? So the first thing that comes to mind is the possible obstacles. And a lot of that is more of the medical and healthcare stuff, dealing with the reason why college football, particularly in the Pac-12, has been postponed, and that is because of COVID-19. So where will the United States be in February or March as far as the battle with COVID-19? Will there be a vaccine? Will it be readily available? If not, will rapid results testing be available? Because that was one of the things the Pac-12 mentioned when they announced they were going to postpone fall sports, is not having the ability to get quick COVID-19 test results. Testing players 3 days before games isn't going to get it done in college sports, especially if they're not playing in a bubble, because we have seen with the NBA, with NHL, with MLS, bubbles work. But as you've heard throughout all these press conferences that have been going around in college sports, bubbles won't work for college sports, especially because college students, they love to socialize. They love hanging out with their friends. You can't expect student athletes to be hunkered down in their dorm or apartment during the season. So that's where you've got to get rapid results. And you've got to be able to get them within 24 hours, and that would make it easier to play a college football season, because You can then test players right after the game. You can also test them midweek to make sure that everything's still good, and then 1 or 2 days before the game. And then obviously, positive tests, they do not play. If it's quite a few players who test positive, you then postpone. And that's where the schedule I have put together, at least the timeline for it, would make sense in this way for spring. Now, when would training camp start for spring? Because I know that college coaches, particularly Kyle Whittingham and coaches in the Pac-12, have said they need about 6 weeks to prepare for a season, especially when they didn't have spring ball to develop talent and not really having much of a fall camp. I mean, yeah, they ended up practicing and will still practice, but not every coach is going to be doing that, not every program, at least at this point. So you've got to get them prepared and ready to go. Normally, spring is about March, and then the spring game is in April. But I would say, in order to accommodate the coach's request to have 6 weeks worth of camp, I put this together. You give them just over 5 weeks, so not quite six, but you then allow teams to have players come in 2 weeks before camp starts to begin voluntary workouts again, just like we saw in June. But then training camp would start Monday, January 25th, and end on Saturday, March 6th. That would give the team 7 days to prepare for the first game of the season after training camp. There's always that about a week to 10 days during a normal season when fall camp ends and then Utah season starts, usually on a Thursday night. But when it's all said and done, it's not really a full 6 weeks of training camp, but you have 6 weeks to prepare, meaning from when training camp starts January 25th until I think the season would start March 13th on Saturday. And then the way that I think that the spring schedule would work is that Pac-12 teams should play a six-game conference-only schedule. Each team will play the five teams in their division and have one game against the opposite division. No bye weeks for 6 weeks. But the regular season isn't over, because if a team tests positive for COVID-19 and has an outbreak among their team during the season, they could put that game that was postponed into the flex period, which the flex period would start Saturday, April 24th, and would last 3 weeks or potentially longer, depending on how many games a team had to postpone during the regular season. The last week in the flex period will be Saturday, May 8th, I think. After all the teams have completed a six-game schedule, then you have the top two Pac-12 teams squaring off for the conference championship. But this game can be flexible as far as the date, because it's not going to be played in the Las Vegas Raiders Allegiant Stadium. Because back when the Pac-12 announced they were going conference only, and when they announced the conference schedule, the 10-game schedule, back on July 31st, they said the Pac-12 championship will not be held in Las Vegas and that it'll be hosted by the Pac-12 school with the best record. So ideally, you would like to have that game Saturday, May 15th. Then you ask, so what about the postseason? Because I know it means a lot to these players who are seniors. They're likely not going to get drafted. They want to have that last game, and bowl games mean a lot to these players. That's where you bring in the other Power 5 conference that is not playing football in the fall, and that is the Big Ten. They already have a tie-in normally with the Rose Bowl, the best non-college football playoff team from both the Pac-12 and the Big Ten play in the Rose Bowl. So why not partner them up? But because we don't know what the future is for the college football playoff, if they're going to move it to the spring or if they're going to keep it in the fall, because there's still three Power 5 conferences that are going to be playing in the fall, at least are planning on playing in the fall. And the Rose Bowl is one of the college football playoff games in 2020, 2021 as well. So they don't have a tie-in together for a New Year's Six Bowl, but they do have a tie-in with just a New Year's Six Bowl, period. Not against one another. Now, what you do is you ask one of those New Year's Six Bowls if they're willing to partner up with the Pac-12 and the Big Ten. If the answer is yes, great, you have it. If not, you just create your own. We can call it the Big Ten versus Pac-12 Bowl Series. And you don't even really have to have it be a bowl game for each game. Then what you do, you match up the best team from both conferences. Then the number two team in the conference will square off. So for example, we're going to take the records from last year, and we're going to match them up. So take, for instance, last year, number one Oregon, who went 12-2 and won the Pac-12, would take on number one Ohio State, who went 13-1 out of the Big Ten. Then you would have number two Utah, who went 11-3, would take on Penn State, who went 11-2. And then you would have number three USC, who went 8-5, take on number three Minnesota, who was 11-2. And number four Cal, who was 8-5, take on number four Wisconsin, who was 10-4. And so on and so forth. But again, those were last year's records. They had a full season. Now, the Big Ten has 14 teams and the Pac-12 has 12. You allow the teams who become quote-unquote bowl eligible by winning a certain amount of games to participate in this bowl series. So say that the Big Ten has 7 teams that win the minimum amount of games, but the Pac-12 only has 6 teams, then the Pac-12 will take the team with the next best record and match them up with the 7th Big Ten team. Now, normally, to become bowl eligible, you have to win 6 games. But having a 6-game schedule, that's going to be difficult because you would have to go undefeated and you wouldn't have many teams that would be bowl eligible. So let's say you have to win 3 games, half your games, because normally that would be a 6-6 season for a normal season to get bowl eligible. Now, the problem is, say that the Big Ten and the Pac-12 don't agree to do something like this in the spring, but I think would actually be a lot of fun to watch, then unfortunately, there will not be a postseason. So there, you already have 6 games minimum under your belt in spring. Maximum 8, depending on if you go to the Pac-12 championship game and if you play in that Big Ten bowl series. And I'm going to continue to remind you, this is all just an idea. None of this has even been close to reported or anything. It's just an idea that I had come to mind. Now, let's switch over to fall. The training camp part, which is the hope, and that's the key word right here, hope, is that the COVID-19 concerns will not exist by the time fall hits in 2021. But hopefully, again, that's the key word, the Pac-12 was able to have a season in the spring, as I listed earlier. The problem is, you can't ask student-athletes to play 6, 7, or even 8 game schedule in the spring and then ask them to turn around just a few months later and play a 12-game regular season slate like you normally would in a normal year. So give the players a few months off from their spring schedule and delay the start of the fall season by a few weeks. Normally, fall camp would begin around the 1st of August, and then the first game would be around August 31st, which in Utah's case, it would have been September 3rd against BYU. But in this case, for the fall season in 2021, start training camp on Monday, August 9th, and end on Saturday, September 18th. Again, that gives you time to prepare, and then start the season on Saturday, September 25th, which this year, when they were going to the 10-game conference-only schedule, they were going to start it on the 26th. But you don't play a normal 12-game schedule. You play a 9-game conference-only schedule. And the Pac-12 can make this really easy by playing the 9 games that were originally on the schedule before switching to conference-only in 2020. So for Utah, that would mean you would play everybody in the conference except Oregon and Stanford. And also, you wouldn't have the non-conference games. It would be Weber State, BYU, and San Diego State. Those are the games that are on Utah's non-conference slate for 2021. You would just move those. And Utah has openings in future years, so they can be moved. And it's not like Florida's on that schedule. That would be a little bit more difficult to do because it's hard to lock down a home-and-home with a team like Florida. But that's not till 2022. And by then, we should be back to normal. Hopefully. And then you would play the schedule over 10 weeks so that each team also has one bye week. And then you play the Pac-12 title game in Las Vegas on Friday, December 3rd, 2021. And then as far as the postseason, play the bowl games. So then you also play the bowl games in the month of December and January as usual. The only thing that will need to be adjusted is the number of wins you will need to become bowl eligible. The Pac-12 won't have a lot of teams winning 6 games in a 9-game regular season schedule. So you might want to reduce it to 5 wins. You don't want to go less than 4, I would say. I would say 4 is the absolute lowest you would go. So now that we have everything laid out schedule-wise for both spring and fall, the max amount of games for a Pac-12 team to play in one calendar year through 2 seasons is 19. And that is if you obviously play all the regular season games and you play in the Pac-12 championship game both seasons – and then you play in a bowl game or a Big Ten bowl series in the spring and then a normal bowl game in the fall. The minimum, and that's if you don't make it to the Pac-12 championship game or are bowl eligible, the minimum is 15 games. But players will have a four-month break in between seasons. So that was an idea that really came to mind. I would like to know your guys' thoughts. Tweet at me, at Trevor A. Sports. I would love to know your guys' thoughts on this, and you guys could check out the full story at kslsports.com. All right, well, that'll do it for this edition of the Crimson Corner Podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And until next time, the Crimson Corner Podcast is always powered by kslsports.com.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.